On this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, Kent went on vacation?
And he got a haircut?
I don't see the correlation between either one of those, but Amos has been bored. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 244 for Thursday, the 19th of March, 2020. Happy birthday, Amber. This is her 20th birthday on the 2020. You get the deal. This is the show where two lifelong guests and their hosts celebrate all things geek. That's kind of how it feels lately, I'll be honest, because these shows have been fairly sporadic just because timing and internet connection issues, and we've had a hell of a spring, dude. It's been interesting.
Dude, yeah, shit's been crazy, man. So we didn't do a show a couple of weeks ago because, unfortunately, we had a sick cat that we had to put down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a sad occasion. That was on a Thursday. So
yeah,
wasn't feeling up to podcasting that night. And then last week I had some travel.
Yeah, you were at South by Nowhere.
South by So Canceled. That's what I dubbed it. I decided to not cancel my plane tickets and, went and just hung out with some friends for a few days and, it was a good time,
yep.
But it was interesting. It was an interesting.
We call that an interesting glitch in the matrix because Kent is bugging out on the Skype. Of course it would happen right after we start the, stream. So gosh, even when we get things going, we can't get things going right. And there he is. I think he's back. Yeah, he's back. All right.
Yes. Okay. So as I was saying,
welcome back to the Ritual Misery Podcast. As is our norm, we've had technical difficulties, this time not of our own control, probably. Maybe we haven't troubleshot, but whatever. You were saying South by So Canceled was very interesting. Or as our audience heard, it...
So Austin was interesting because not only is this the first time that I've hung out in Austin without South by going on,
right.
But also, it was kind of it was interesting to not be at home when the apocalypse began, because I was sitting in a bar watching TV, eating some food, having a beer, when everything just started getting canceled. Not just South by, because that was already canceled.
Right.
But they canceled March Madness. NBA canceled their season. Tom Hanks announced that he had coronavirus. Like, all of these things were coming across the news. I'm like, what in the fuck is, yep. Oh my God. Like,
so I had already, after some back and forth, with my finance manager, AKA wife, we had some decisions to make. And then originally the decision was made that I wasn't going to go. And then the next day it was made that I was going to go, that I was going to go anyway. Because it was going to be too much of a hassle to change my plane tickets and it was going to cost us a bunch of extra money and everything else. Cause I was going to go to South by and then next week go to Vegas for a, player showcase for the Twins soccer. Mm-hmm. And then the next day after that, so we're talking about 3 days in a row, the next day after that, it was canceled again, this time because my wife is like, we need to do this and this and this. And basically the money fell out, like, you know, it's family money. So, the money fell out and I was like, okay, cool. So I went online and ended up being able to rearrange my tickets just to go to Vegas with money coming back to me, which was awesome. Instead of it costing me. I was like, holy shit. So things have turned. Cool. And then the next day they canceled Vegas. So Kent flies out. I cancel my tickets. The next day Kent flies out. The day after that, they canceled Vegas. So I have to go back and recancel all my tickets. I got my full purchase price of my original tickets as credit on my account now. So at least there's that. They canceled the thing in Vegas and they just shut down McLaren Airport. So,
yeah. Oh my God.
Had I gone to Vegas anyway, I would not be able to get home right now.
I didn't know they shut down the airport. Yeah. I know that Vegas was basically canceled. Like casinos are closed.
No,
like,
no. They earlier today, I just saw it on Twitter pop up. The McCarran Airport is canceled, is closed, turning down all flights. Don't fly into, don't fly out of. So Vegas is shut down. And I'd be stuck there right now if I had gone to Vegas. Yeah.
So I changed my flight, my return flight. I came back a little bit early and, they gave me money back. Usually it costs you an extra, $100 or something to change your flight. No, they were like, okay, cool. You can have that time and date. Also here's money. okay.
Yeah.
So now I have credit on my, on my Southwest account.
Has coronavirus been spotted in the Alamogordo area?
No, we've got a few confirmed cases. I don't know what the count is at right now. At least two. So we're in plural scenario, but Santa Fe, I think, is where the cases were. Nowhere near me. That's in the northern part of the state. I am in the southern part of the state.
That is not the case where I am. We had our first confirmed case on Jaybird today, or yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. We have a total of 9 people in Alaska now, and I'm only 40 miles away from the first case and the 5th and 6th cases.
Yeah.
So nothing here in the valley yet, but again, Anchorage is just a hop, skip, and jump away. It's getting a little crazy, man. How's your work schedule doing? Are you still going to work every day?
My office went to minimum manning. So we were going to split up like specialties. We would just kind of take turns going to work so that we didn't have a full office at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
All meetings canceled, things like that. But when I woke up on Tuesday, I had like 4 missed calls and a bunch of text messages from my office. And because I was supposed to go back to work on Wednesday, yesterday. And I was like, oh shit. All right. Let me call them and see what the fuck is going on. And they're like, you need to call public health. I was like, okay, what's the number? So I call them and I told them, what was going on. And they're like, they gave me the screening questionnaire. Like, where have you been? Have you knowingly come into contact with someone with COVID-19? Are you experiencing this symptom? Are you experiencing this? All of this sort of stuff. Yep. And they determined that since I was out of state in an international airport, that I am on restricted movement and until the 31st of March. So 14 days of basically quarantine. So I'm not like forbidden to leave my house, but I've been ordered to have limited contact with other humans and only leave the house if I feel like I really need to. All right.
Yeah. Oh, you've got 35 confirmed in Mexico, by the way.
35.
Okay, 35. So you're in the double digits. Yeah. Yeah. You're not just in plurality.
Yeah. 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 And by the time this episode's released, that number will probably be double or triple of that. Who knows?
Yeah. We had a news conference where the health guy came on and said, how does it spread? Well, every week it doubles. So if you have one person this week, next week you'll have 2 people. Then the week after that, you have 4, and then you'll have 8, and then you'll have 16, and then that'll double to 32, and then you'll have 64, and then you'll have 128, and then you'll have 256. And then after that, like by week 8, you'll have 512, and then that'll go to 1,024, and it just continues doubling. Like, dude, we got the fucking message when you started counting by...
That's what I was about to say to you. That's what I was about to say.
No,
to
you. I know
how math works.
Yeah, I did that intentionally because that's how he presented it. But he did it much slower. I did a sped up version. Like he was still doing the math in his head, and he's not a computer dude or something. Like it was kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So I'm on vacation, which is actually it's kind of nice because I can't really telework. Because most of my work has to be done in the office.
Specific locations.
Yeah. And I could check, Outlook for my normal emails, except, I don't have a CAC reader and plus I'm on a Mac and for whatever reason, I cannot connect to the government website at all. It just says a secure connection cannot be established.
Right.
So it's like, well,
it says screw you because you don't have Internet Explorer.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, okay, that's perfectly fine with me. So for the last couple of days, I've been just a madman around the house doing chores and projects, and I'm getting so much done. Oh. This is wonderful. I kind of a little bit worried for my job, because when this all is over and I'm supposed to go back to work, I might be like,
no,
nah, man, no, I'm good. Like, this is working out pretty well.
No, I'm gonna take all those sick days.
Yeah.
Yes. And then my vacation time, and then I'm just gonna, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. The last 4 days have had 15,000 cases each, at least, with a total of 70,000 cases in the last 4 days. 70, it actually ends up being like 78 or some shit like that. I did the math earlier. But then so far today, they've only counted like a couple hundred. So today's like a lull. Mm. And a lot of that has to do with the prevalence of tests available in the United States finally coming through, because yep. Trump's a dipshit.
Yeah, well, that's an issue. Plus also like unreported cases, right? So
yeah,
like, for example, it's like a month ago or something like that. I had what I'm pretty sure was the flu, and I was out of work for like 3 days. I think I talked about this on the show already. Yeah. And like, I didn't go to the doctor.
Right.
I just like called in sick. So let's say that I had had COVID-19. No one will ever know. You know?
Yep. Well, with all that being said, if you are being affected by COVID-19 in a specific way that is not conducive to your lifestyle or whatever else, I mean, but I'm sure most of us are in some way or another, but if you're particularly harshly faced with coronavirus, then our sympathies are out to you. I'm not going to say hearts and prayers, whatever, because that's stupid. Thoughts and prayers. We understand it sucks. And we are sorry for whatever part we may have played in shaking your hand 5 years ago that caused you to have a vulnerability to some random virus no one knew about. So other than that, dude, South By, like, you got to see some people down there.
I did, man. So when I first got there, I I had a roommate. Curtis LaRock, mm-hmm. wonderful, wonderful human being. So mm-hmm. that was pretty nice to get to spend a few days with him. But he got there the day after me. So I had the first day by myself, and I didn't make an effort to like reach out to anybody or really do a whole lot, except for one thing that I was really looking forward to doing, and that was getting a haircut. Mm. Now, the reason that I waited until I got to Austin to do it is that Alamogordo is a fucking wasteland of good places. Oh, full stop. But in particular, places to get a good haircut, at least for men. Like, you can go to the barbershop on Base and get your high and tight, or you can go fuck yourself, basically. So I was
it's the kind of place where I would do it myself if I were still in the military.
Yeah, kind of. But I've been sporting like long hair for a while, like, you know, down to my neck and like kind of just unruly hair. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't enjoying my hair. I wanted a haircut, but I was like, I don't know where to go, because every time I get a haircut in Alamogordo, it's like, it's never what I want. And they give me hassle because I don't tell them exactly, like, use a number 3 on this part of my head. And then like, do your job. Like, just
hair's my hair. Hair's number 48,320 through 49,854.
Yes.
Should be cut with a number 3 from a downward direction.
That's exactly how I feel when when I get a haircut here. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wait a few weeks until I get to Austin and get my haircut there. So I found a really, really fucking cool place. It is called, hold on, I linked it in the show notes here. It is called The Good Life. And it was really close to the hotel. It was like 2 blocks away from the hotel I stayed at. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and see if they have any appointments, because they highly recommend that you get an appointment. So I went to their appointment site, and there was only one appointment available until like way, way later in the day. And then even then there was only like 2. And then I would have had to wait like 2 days to get a haircut or something. I was like, nope, I'm doing this today. And when's this appointment? Oh, 30 minutes from now? Yes, I'll do that. So this place was hard to find, first of all. I did not realize that this wasn't just a normal storefront business. This was set up like a speakeasy because I passed it three times looking for the address.
Are you sure it was a speakeasy and just not something you couldn't find?
Oh, no. This was very much on purpose. So I found the address, but there was no like, hey, here's the barbershop. It was just like one of those like a door to like a side door for a business. So it was like kind of like a mesh, like a metal mesh. Mm. I was like, what the fuck? And I looked through the mesh and I saw another door that said like a utility room or electrical room or something like that. I'm like, well, this is obviously fucking isn't it. So I walked up and down the street again, couldn't find the place. So I went back to the door. I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to try the door. So I opened the door that has the mesh. So like the outside, the street facing door, I open that up and step inside. And to the left is the door that has the name of the barbershop on it. I'm like, oh my God. So then I open that door and you have to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so fucking cool. And I go downstairs and it's like it's set up like an old timey barbershop. Right. So it's got a lot of displays of like, you know, old hair cutting equipment and things like, you know, straight razors and all right. this kind of stuff. And so I walk in and the first barber looks at me. He's like, do you have an appointment? I was like, yeah, it's with whatever his name was.
Jim.
He's like, oh, OK. Yeah, he's on the other side of the wall. You can go around there. But if you want, go ahead and grab you something to drink. OK. And he points at a cooler. And I look over there and there's beers in the cooler. I was like, this is fucking amazing. So I had a Shiner Bock while I was waiting on my haircut. And so I sit in the seat and the guy is like, he's like, so what are we doing here? I was like, well, first of all, we're taking about 3/4 of this hair off. He's like, whoa, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, like I want a short haircut now. I've been growing this for about probably a year and a half. And I want it gone, done with it. He's like, all right, what are you looking for? I told him, you know, like, okay, so I want it to be like, you know, not, you know, whatever. I just gave him the basics of what I was looking for. He asked me a couple of questions, like yes or no questions. I answered those. And he's like, all right, well, let's see what we can do here. And once he cut, like he was probably like 90% of the way through the haircut. He asked me a couple other questions, like, what do you think about this? What do you, you know, should I do this, that, whatever? Answered those questions and then he did it up and then ta-da, it was a great haircut. I was like, this is how it's fucking done. I was so pleased. Like that was honestly definitely one of my top five things of the trip. Like so fucking good.
Jeez. That's awesome.
But yeah. So like as far as events go, we did a karaoke night that as far as attendance goes, was of limited success, mostly because I think the social distancing policy, not really policy, but like recommendation
right.
was starting to come into the mainstream. And so a lot of people didn't want to go out. But then on Saturday, we had a little get together where we had a better turnout. But everybody's doing, you know, touching elbows, not high-fiving or shaking hands or anything. So that was pretty cool.
So how many times did Curtis like touch elbows with somebody before he just finally fucking spazzed out and hugged somebody?
I didn't count.
Because Curtis is a hugger.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and I'm probably in the same boat with that. I do like to give hugs. Well, you know, and it's funny. This is the first time I actually did get to see Brian and Bonnie. And this is the first time I've ever seen Brian where he didn't just immediately like rush into my arms. He did his normal thing. Oh, what's up, man? Comes running over like with an elbow out.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
And for W. Scott, it's one. There's 119 confirmed cases in Ohio.
Yes.
So he said about 100 in the chat room and yeah, it's 119.
Yeah, confirmed cases right now, but yeah. Give it an hour and it'll be different.
It could be. Okay, so who all did you see there then? I know you saw Curtis, obviously, and you saw Dark Redeemer.
Yep, Dark Redeemer. Let's see, Lincoln Hammond, Crunchy, Waffleophagus, Snowshoe, Chris Ronan, Travis Tubbs.
Oh, you got Snowshoe and Chris Ronan to come out, huh?
Yeah.
That's impressive. It's hard to get them to go anywhere that's not a major event.
Yeah. No,
not that they don't like people. They're just those people that like to hang out and do their thing.
Yeah. Pokemon Go is a thing. And yeah. Ash is into Pokemon Go. So we did some raids together. let's see, who else? Mike TV. I mentioned Brian and Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Trey Warren. I feel like I'm leaving some people out. I probably am. Roberto Villegas. Patrick, Ben Franklin, like NSFW, mm-hmm. Ben Franklin. He was out there.
That's awesome. So you had a decent showing for crisis, preemptive crisis coordination.
Yeah. And it was weird to see like the dwindling of willingness to interact socially. And my last time actually going out I don't know if I'd consider going out, but my last day actually being around people like other than Curtis was spent on a compound. So it wasn't even like interacting in public.
Yeah. Did you go out to the 7-acre Schwood?
Not the 7-acre Schwood, but Trey Warren's got a place now that's like, let's just say in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Which was pretty great. That was another top five. Went out to his place and I got to drive an Indian company, American made Jeep knockoff. I cannot remember the name of the vehicle. But got the off-road around his property in it. It's pretty great. For those that watch Mike TV's live stream mm-hmm. on Twitch, his dog Sue, the big Great Pyrenees mm-hmm. dog, looks like a fucking polar bear. Looks even more like a polar bear in real life. That thing is like waist high, if not tall. I think he's taller. giant dog, but what a sweetheart. But that was a really, really fun day hanging out at the compound. And
that sounds awesome.
Yeah So a good time was had, but like I said, it was strange being away from home when the condition of the country, I guess, is like changing.
Yeah.
This is like unprecedented event that's like changing society, changing how we live. Like 9/11, I think, is the last time we had something that was like on this scale.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If we have to start doing fucking like breathalyzer virus tests before we fly, I'm going to be so pissed.
Hey, if they can make a breathalyzer virus test, like I'm in. Let's do that. So, like I'm not going to the doctor. I'm just going to buy a plane ticket. It's probably cheaper.
Oh, you're fucking legit there. all right. Well, if you would, if you'd like to see us at further events like this, maybe not during the apocalypse, but soon after, cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery and help us out there. Now we do have a slight announcement that I released earlier this week, but. We are pausing our campaign, which means that our patrons will not be charged in April. And we're going to keep that going for a while anyway, until the COVID thing is over. Because as I said in my email, it's people have limited funds to spend on Patreon. And there's some people that are cutting back on their Patreon because they need the funds for themselves. I mean, it's not the easiest of times right now. And if you're going to limit your funds on Patreon, we would rather us take a hit on it because we do not rely on this on the Patreon feed for our livelihood. There are many who do.
Yes, so we don't need Patreon in order to pay our bills and feed our families.
Right.
Our Patreon money goes directly back into the show to buy equipment and pay for trips and swag and things like that. We can put that on pause for however many months this situation is going on. So please stay, maintain your patronage and just know that you will not get charged. You'll still get all of the benefits, all the patron exclusives will still come to you, but you get them for free just by being a patron over at patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Right.
And once this is kind of blown over and the country is financially stabilized, we'll go ahead and reactivate it. But for right now, just know you can enjoy it for free.
Yep. Because if you're going to cancel one, cancel us. Like we canceled us for you.
Yes.
So you don't have to.
Yes. You don't. We canceled ourselves, so you don't have to.
Yeah. So you can go on continue supporting the creators that actually rely on Patreon and other donation platforms to feed their families. Like it's more important to us than the monies we get. Cause I mean, we got a little bit of, with me not going to South By and South By being canceled, we still have considerable fundage, you know, like almost 20 months worth of patron funding in our account right now, because we just, we don't touch it until we do big events. And well, that got canceled this year. So, stay a patron. We're until this all blows over, and we'll give you plenty of time, plenty of warning. But yeah, until this all blows over, we're not gonna be the guys that are begging you for money. So, support other people that really need the money to survive and to live. So that's where we're gonna go with that. Now, all that being said, Kent, you have a very, very bad pun that even Weird Al himself refused to make for our game tonight, and it is my Corona.
Yes.
So it's about time we did this.
Can I please have your attention?
In the last 30 minutes, Kent's done something. Now you've got a guess.
He was very excited.
Kent's games.
Play with him.
My Corona virus. So this is a very simple quiz, and I hope that you beat the hell out of the D on this one. I fully expect you to get 100%. I'll be disappointed quite severely. But I just wanted to give a quiz about COVID-19 so that maybe we're informing people.
Okay.
I don't know. But if, I hope people know what's up.
So what you're saying is this is a fun way to make fun of Amos and inform our listeners of important information. Gotcha. PSA.
Yes.
This is PSA Ritual Misery style.
So before I begin
RMPSA.
Before I begin the quiz, I just want to refer people to cdc.gov. Like that's where to get information. Don't get it from fucking Facebook or any other social media. Don't get it from Fox News. Don't get it from CNN. Don't get it from MSNBC. Go to cdc.gov.
Yep.
All of the information is there, and it's accurate. It's timely.
And it's regularly updated as new things come out.
Yes. It's such a good resource, and it's a resource you can trust. So it's
such a great underfunded resource because Trump is trash.
Yeah. All right. So question number one.
I'm sorry. He really pissed me off today.
Where did the coronavirus outbreak of 2019-2020 originate?
Wuhan, China.
Yes. Which is not a common symptom reported by those who have become infected?
Diarrhea.
Okay. That is correct. Diarrhea. I'm not even going to read the choices because the other answers might be a spoiler for a later question. But so amazingly, I don't know if you can see the reflection in my eyes of the quiz, but yes. So diarrhea is not a symptom of COVID-19. Yay for diarrhea not being a symptom.
All right. If you've got diarrhea, it's something else. Most likely.
True or false? True or false? COVID-19 has a higher death rate toll. COVID-19 has a higher death toll than the SARS outbreak of 2003.
That is a good question. I'm going to say true.
That feels weird to cheer for, but
SARS was like 93 people, and COVID is up to several thousand. So
yeah. Oh, and a lot of people don't realize SARS was a coronavirus,
right?
So SARS and MERS, if you remember, MERS being the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, something like that. Those are both examples of coronavirus.
And in fact, the official name of COVID is SARS-COVID-19.
Yes. Yep. Because SARS stands for something. Oh my gosh.
Sudden acquired respiratory syndrome or something like that.
That's something like that. Yeah. Okay. Which of these is one of the main symptoms of the virus? Vomiting, stomach pain, difficulty breathing, or headache?
Difficulty breathing.
Yeah. True or false? There is evidence that pets can spread the coronavirus.
There was evidence of pets acquiring the coronavirus, but there has been no evidence yet of pets being a vector for the coronavirus.
So false?
False.
That I actually don't feel bad about cheering for, because that your dog came.
There was anecdotal evidence that one man's seen eye dog or safety dog or whatever had acquired coronavirus, but that was, I don't know if that was ever like debunked or confirmed, but there have been no other reports and no other, you know what I'm saying? Like that is just that one instance, very anecdotal, and I don't know the result of it, but there has been no evidence of any pets or animals being a vector for the virus since it has crossed the species boundary into humans.
Right. Yeah. The only way that I can see my dog giving me coronavirus is if someone that's infected sneezes on my dog, and then I immediately pet my dog and then lick my hand.
Right. But that's not a vector transmission. That is a surface transmission. So
correct. Yes. Yeah. That's still the, human, respiratory droplets transmission. So, all right. So next question, which of these is the most important to keeping yourself healthy and protected against the novel coronavirus? Wearing a face mask, prohibiting travel, taking antibiotics, or washing your hands?
Washing the damn hands, son.
Hell yeah. People should be doing that anyway. Like if you're not washing your hands on a regular basis, like just wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Come on. Like this isn't a coronavirus thing. This is a flu season thing. This is it's fucking Tuesday.
It's just a thing.
Just wash your fucking hands, man.
Right.
And as Anthony Carboni and Jeff Cannata used to say, wash your goddamn thumbs. Just fucking do it. All right.
I like that. You can't wash your thumb without getting all your fingers. Yeah. That's clever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people will wash your hands, but then their thumbs don't get any soap on it.
But you can't wash. I mean, I guess you could butterfly your hands to wash just your thumbs, but you're really going to be doing this right here and basically getting the whole thing. Yeah, I like that.
But wash your fucking hands. All right. True or false? It is safe to receive a package from an area where the virus has been reported.
I'm sorry?
True or false?
Oh, sorry. I was reading chat. Sam says, I literally hear Anthony scream that in my head every time I wash my hands.
Yes.
And I literally replay TED Talk we've now covered twice every time I dry my hands off.
Yes, correct. So I hear Anthony and Jeff yelling at me, wash your goddamn thumbs as I'm washing my hands. And then when I'm drying my hands, I hear that old man in the TED Talk telling me to only use one towel. And I tell him to fucking eat shit. I'm going to use two.
Well, I don't hear the old man. I hear Richard saying, how big are your goddamn hands?
Yeah, that's a good point. Go back about 120 episodes or something like that in R&P.
Yeah. I think it was earlier than that. We just had a comment on episode 101010 on YouTube. They said, what the hell is this? Or what the heck is this? And there was like no time code or anything else. So I watched about half the episode, just kind of, it was fun to watch from way back then, is because 101010, of course, is 42 in binary.
42, yes.
Just watching one from that long ago, from 200 episodes ago, and I didn't see anything like overly offensive or ridiculous. It's just us being stupid, as we do. And I just replied back with like, I don't know, us during an early show from 5 years ago. What's your point? Anyway, next question.
All right. True or false? It is safe to receive a package from an area where the virus has been reported.
It's true. It's perfectly safe.
Yes. And applause to that as well.
We're taking the extra safety precaution of wiping everything with Lysol before we handle it if it comes in the house. But
yeah.
That's, all right. So that's
For your next 2 points, we talked about shortness of breath being a symptom of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. What are the two other primary symptoms of COVID-19 infection?
Dry cough and fever.
Yes, to both of those. And for question number 10, as kind of a freebie bonus, because it's that fucking important.
Because I already got the D.
What is the best way to protect yourself from COVID-19?
Washing your fucking thumbs.
Yes, wash your goddamn thumbs. Wash your whole hand. Wash for at least 20 seconds minimum with soap.
Do you know why it's 20 seconds?
I don't know exactly why it's 20 seconds, but I know that it does take a little bit of time for the soap molecules to attach on and break down the protein layer of viruses and bacteria.
It comes to law of deprecating returns or theory of deprecating returns. I don't know. If you wash your hands very quickly in cold water, you barely affect the virus that's on your hands at all. Mm. You change that to warm or above warm water, like not hot, but you know, pretty good temperature water. That increases to like 30%. Cold water with soap is like 60% effective. Warm water with soap is like 70. Then hot water with soap, is like 90% effective. But then you scrub, and as you scrub, your chances of getting the virus keep going up. But it's a curve. So the longer you go, the less return you're getting out of it. And eventually, it's just like to washing your hands with really warm water with soap for 20 seconds gets like 98.5% of all the virus that might be on your hands. Doing so for like 5 minutes gets you to 99%. So
okay, yeah.
So that curve right there is ridiculous. Like once you do 20 seconds, you've pretty much done all you're gonna fucking do.
Yeah. Bottom line, wash your fucking hands.
Badwee says emulsion, baby. Gotta let them molecules know each other.
That's right. But Amos, congratulations, you did in fact get 10 out of 10.
Is that a first?
I don't think it's a first, but it's a rarity.
It's a rare.
Yes. Yeah. So you beat the hell out of the D on that one.
I prefer a medium rare, but yeah, we're good.
So COVID-19, we've been talking about COVID-19 for like probably 90% of this podcast.
Yeah. About 39 minutes starting now.
How have you been directly affected? Not things that you hear about. How have you been affected by it?
Kids are out of school. We had to go pick up all their stuff from their lockers today, and they handed it to us through a car after radioing in the name of the student. Like they had a whole system to where you only interface with one person. That person had full safety gear on, you know, mask, gloves, and all that kind of stuff. Like they weren't taking any chances.
Yeah.
Because we stock up every year in November when my sister-in-law or December when my sister-in-law gets her discount, we are good on normal supplies that a lot of people are panicking about. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want people knocking on my door. I'll get to that in a second. But we are okay as far as that stuff goes. We have bought some extra food, mostly frozen food and unspoilables, you know, canned meat and vegetables, stuff like that. But I mean, no matter how much food we buy, it's not going to last with essentially four teenagers in the house. I count the babies as one teenager.
Yeah, add their ages together.
Yeah, because Amber doesn't actually eat very much since she just turned 20 today, but like the twins, David, and those damn babies. Yeah, they like that pantry door has never seen so much action with everybody home. I'm about to put a lock on it, actually. And we've limited our contact outdoors. My wife is on a 2 to 3 day per week schedule. And basically, she goes in on Mondays and Fridays with another floater day kind of in the middle as things go on. Cause she's like, you know, third in command for a squadron or whatever. So, and she does a lot of her working from home, mostly in the evenings. Cause she doesn't like getting up in the morning either. And certain things like that, like, you know, we went around, we made sure we had plenty of dog food, you know, and as long as Amazon still delivers, we'll be fine on dog food. Cause that's how we get our dog food deliveries. And we broke out Gloomhaven last night. We basically went through and watched the videos and read the instructions. We didn't actually play because after all that, it was like 2 hours in and we were like, fuck.
Right.
I did buy an organizer for all the pieces. So that fits in the original box. That was almost as expensive as the game, but it makes it to where you can actually find shit. And it's not just big, like a forest of cardboard.
Right. Right.
Apparently it's a common problem with big games. And I did go out and buy my wife a 38 and plenty of ammunition for that. Restock my ammunition for my shotguns and my 9mm. And those here in Alaska, people walk around with guns often anyway, just because it's an open carry and concealed carry state. Like you don't need a license to do either one. So just in case there are people knocking on my door, I don't want to be the easy victim.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to fight anybody over toilet paper, but I'll fuck you up over my kid's food.
Right.
So, yep. So that was all that's all taking place. And so it's a really nice 38 too. It's like really tiny. It fits in her purse. It's got like a little sleeve. It's cute. It's my gun, but smaller. It's like somebody put my gun in a dryer.
Oh damn. Yeah.
So what about you, man? What big? Oh, and we stocked up on beer. They wouldn't let me swap out my keg because they won't take exchanges right now. So my keg is just sitting in this garage empty. However, we do have several cases of beer sitting around in the cold part of the house.
Yeah, so we're pretty well stocked up, but we tend to be anyway. Like we did one shopping trip that was kind of like anticipatory, but that's not like we didn't go crazy like. Mm-hmm. We're always stocked up on like paper goods and, you know, frozen food and canned food and things like that. So,
yeah,
you know, stocked up on beer a little bit. I've got beer to last for
3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow. Well, it depends on how crazy I get.
It depends on how I mean, you're home for 2 weeks, right? So
Yeah, I know. We might hit a danger zone here. But I do have liquor as a backup if absolutely needed. I already talked about being home from work in the limited contact order. So we've canceled our D&D session for the week.
I should just do it online.
We've talked about that. That's a possibility. You know, do it on Roll20 or something. But
yeah,
we might. I mean, depending on how long this lasts, we might actually do that, or we might postpone to next week. But it takes a little while to go from paper to Roll20. If you want to be properly prepared, because you gotta make your maps, you gotta build character sheets and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So a little bit of setup.
You can't. Well, it's harder to ad hoc in a digital platform than it is in person.
Right. So we might do that. We'll see. Speaking of which, I have been working very much on a new character that I think we're going to. We're not going to kill off the character that I'm playing right now, but he's going to find an alternative adventure. And I'm going to introduce a new character because the character that I'm playing right now is kind of just boring.
Yeah.
And I'm introducing a Well, I'll talk about this probably next week. But
you know that's your fault, right?
Well, a little bit, yeah. And I'll go into. We will talk about Dungeons and Dragons next week. Next week we're gonna have
unless something crazy happens, we're gonna be talking about games next week. It's the final of our tagline. So.
Yeah, but that's something that actually could have been my geeky thing of the week. And instead of raving about my haircut, I could have talked about my character development, which is it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, so we canceled our D&D session for the week, and we were going to have a house guest from out of state this weekend, and
not
unfortunately
so much.
Had to call that off.
Yeah.
Steph is working from home.
Nice.
That's about it, really. Like, my personal life hasn't been affected too much. Like, the movie theaters are closed, but I'm not sure if there's something that I was going to be rushing out to see this weekend anyway.
Have they restricted stuff where you are? Because here on Monday, the mayor of Anchorage came out and said, starting Tuesday at 5 p.m., all restaurants and bars, things like that, will be dine out only. And then the next day, the governor came in and said, on Wednesday at 5 p.m., the whole state will be doing that. So the state of Alaska right now, as of yesterday at 5 p.m., is dining out only. Most places are just drive-thrus, but some places like Olive Garden, things like that, you can still pick up from inside. But as far as I understand it, they're also not receiving any food. That's just rumor I heard, but I don't think they're receiving their normal food shipments. They're actually sending it to other places. So that they don't have, because I mean, if no one goes out, like they're not going to be going through as much food as they normally would.
Right. So we had a restriction where, like, if your seating capacity is 60, you can only have 30. Like, you have to have your seating capacity so that, allow for separation and whatnot.
Because
the recommended 3 to 6 foot distance between other people or whatever. But I know that some restaurants have switched to like drive-through or like dine-out only. And I heard somebody say that the town has gone to dine-out only, like no dining in whatsoever. But I don't know if that's a city thing, a state thing, and I don't even know if it's accurate.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of places were doing that voluntarily, like Taco Bell, for example, was drive-through only. Most things have been canceled in town.
Saying Taco Bell is drive-through only is almost repetitive.
Right. Yes. but every time I do go to the Taco Bell drive-through, there's like 3 or 4 cars in the
yeah. Oh yeah. Taco Bell drive-through never stops.
Yeah.
I've never just driven through the drive-through there.
Yeah. But I mean, other than
now, how much are you staying ahead of the news on it? Like, are you like every day when I get up, I come downstairs, I grab a Dr. Pepper, I load up Twitter to see what major news stories there are from the people I follow there. And then I go to the John Hopkins website and the CDC, just see if there's new information there and the new numbers, stuff like that, and kind of track the progress of it. And then I start going into other news outlets that that I find, I don't say less trustworthy, but less interesting.
So my routine, like when I get up, I check out the push notifications that I get, because I do get like breaking news push notifications from Apple News.
Yeah.
And so like I'll see the major stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as local goes, like I don't go looking for that very often, maybe every, I don't know, 3 or 4 days or whatever.
My local is a little different than your local, though. Your local is kind of Alamogordo. My local is kind of Alaska, because population wise, all of Alaska is about the same as a good sized city.
Right.
So that's local is relative in terms of news, I have found.
Yeah, but I'm trying to like not pay too much attention to it. Like I'm casually aware, I guess, because like if there's something like, oh my God, the martial law has been declared, like I'm going to get that push notification,
right?
You know? So like knowing that Taco Bell went to drive-thru only is like not something I need to like, I don't need to know that immediately.
Right.
I need to know that if I decide, kind of feel like tacos. Let me see. Like now, then I'll look.
So we have a neighborhood Facebook page where people can say what's going on, where, and things like that. And I've been actually following that pretty closely, because a lot of it is here lately is Fred Meyer just got a new shipment of canned goods, or, you know, there's this going on or that going on or things like that. So the neighborhood app, the neighbor app, I guess, where people share their Ring videos and things like
Oh, right.
That's been spiking up a little bit lately. And then that ranch neighborhood page where we check out, you know, the other people that live in our very, very small area, within just a, like 2 blocks of us is all that's in that group. And been watching that a bit lately because people do come back from the stores and stuff like that and say what they found or what they didn't find, things like that. So it's kind of like keep them. I'd rather follow that and hear eyewitness reports on what's going on around the town than try to listen to the actual local news, because they're just going to generalize everything. And right. I don't give a shit what's going on in Anchorage, and we don't have like a Wasilla news. So yeah, I've been kind of doing that. It's interesting times. It's interesting times.
Really, really is. This is changing a lot of things. Like, look at the education. Like, kids are home from school. Mm-hmm. A lot of school districts are pushing
distance ed.
Either just general homeschool materials or distance long distance education. Like,
my daughter's elementary school is handing out Chromebooks to students that don't have computers at home.
Yep. And a lot of like Zoom or Microsoft Meeting or
right, they're extending their free offerings and services, yep. Things like that. Yep,
lots of that type of stuff is going on. Our school district here isn't doing fuck all, apparently. but my point is that like these innovations are being made right now that are going to change the way we do things moving forward.
Yep.
It, like, at a minimum, contingency planning is going to be a lot more of a thing. And then, and also, like, I think some businesses, I don't know, schools maybe, but like a lot of businesses are going to discover new best practices for just day-to-day business. Because like, how many businesses have said, we cannot move to a work at home model, like a telework model, and they're doing telework right now? Like, how many companies are going to find that, oh, this actually worked out fine, and offer that?
How many of them are going to be like, oh, you're taking vacation? Well, now we know how to telework.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, that might be a positive thing. So like, if you can telework, and then what's to stop you from going on quote vacation, but also be able to work? So you're not taking any leave, but you're sitting on a beach somewhere instead of like at your house that you're tired of looking at the same four walls, you know? I just think, and those are just a couple of minor examples, not to mention government and, financial stuff. Like there are things that are going to come out of these next couple of months that it's going to change our society. That's why I compared it to 9/11 earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's a very, social change is happening right now because of this particular event.
Yep. If you've got good stories to tell, why don't you email them to podcast@ritualmisery.com?
I would love to read those, and I would love to share them with the rest of our audience as well.
Good, bad, just some strange shit. You want to share a tweet with us @ritualmisery on Twitter?
Yeah. I do have a tweet to share.
Oh, I had too many of them that were exceptionally political and anger filled. So I openly decided not to share any of those tweets this week.
So damn it. So my Twitter app just, is what I get for not,
preloading.
Yeah. Not preloading it. So, my Twitter app is taking a shit. So, a few weeks ago, or a few episodes ago, I shared a tweet from Brett Brownsville. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it was.
About his boy. It was about parenting. It was about being a father or whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I didn't purposely choose another Amtrekker tweet, but the tweet that I liked happened to be from Brett again. So this is how it goes. Guys, I just found out my wife puts 2 spaces after a period in work emails, and now I'm trapped in this house with her. I laughed pretty good to that because it always makes me think of of Steve Perry, our author friend, who we've had on a couple of times. I first learned, like probably what, 4 or 5 years ago, from him that two spaces after a period is no longer a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have since changed my ways to one period after, or one space after a period. And it bothers me when I'm editing a document and they do the two space thing. And I do a search and replace of two spaces to one space because it bothers me so much now.
I'm still a two spacer.
Yeah. You need to change your ways.
I don't email people though. So fuck it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that was the tweet I wanted to share.
I'm going to go with Tom Merritt. He said, yesterday afternoon, he said, introverts, be kind and understanding to your extrovert friends right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in uncharted territory right now. Yep. That reminds me of there was a Bonnie Brushwood tweet from earlier that said, "Help, I'm in a house full of extroverts and I'm their only audience."
Yeah. Yep. Keep looking out for one another. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Look out for one another and wash your hands.
All right, man. Where can people find you on Twitter?
Yeah. RM_Del Noche on Twitter, but I'm Del Noche or Del Noche 77 pretty much everywhere else. So, if you're playing a mobile game, I might be on there. Look me up, or on your social media platform of choice.
Yep. I'm Ethan Kane or Ethan Kane 77 everywhere. And I want to remind everybody that Humble Bundle this week has a Mega Man sale. So if you're into Mega Man games and you want to play some Mega Man games on your computer, stop by the Humble Bundle store. And I would have a link for you to give me $8 if you went, but whatever. It's just go and get it. And then those games are ridiculously hard compared to today's games because the controls are just not responsive. Telling you from experience. You can find me on Twitter at Ethan Kane, ETHANCAINE. And you can follow the show, as I said before, at Ritual Misery, RITUALMISERY.
Yes, you can also join the conversation on our Discord over at bit.ly/RMPDiscord.
And you can find all these links and more ways to support the show at ritualmisery.com. Again, if you are a patron, please maintain your patronage. We are not going to charge our patrons until a later time, which we will give you plenty of warning about. Go support other people that rely on that patronage.
Yeah, definitely. We are live most Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific on diamondclub.tv and twitch.tv/ritualmisery.
And thank you so much to Kid McLeod for allowing us to use your music. Thank you for listening or watching. For Kent, for me, and for you. I'm not hearing the music. There it is. This has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
So early. Both of us.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
RITUALMISERY.